But now, see, we didn't know then. Now we can it or either freeze it.
We have cans of all kinds.
Way back out, it's a whole lot better than this now. I don't like it.
Did you ever hear of anybody making a pudding? A blood pudding or liver pudding?
No, I never did hear of it.
No, that wasn't done around here.
No.
Uh-huh. How about sheep? Did you ever keep sheep very much?
I never did, but my neighbor did. I've got an old sheep shares at my truck now that the man who lived here had sheep, and I got the old sheep shares that Nancy Jane Johnson had. It's called the Civil War.
Is that right?
1870.
No, my grandpa had sheep. I was raised with a little girl. But we never did have them.
Did they grow them mostly for meat or?
For home use?
For the
wool and the card and spin yourself, make into cloth and do your own work.
Oh, is that right?
Did you own like cotton back in the early days.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have a cotton gin around here close, and so anyhow they would.
Oh, I see.
My mother had a spinning for you, and she'd spin the thread and make socks and gloves and blankets.
So if you didn't have a gin close by, then you could depend on the wool to.
That's right. And then sometimes the farmers here would take a basket full of cotton, bring to the house at night, and sit up after a while and pick the seed out of that cotton. And next day, I'd take that cotton you picked out and cards on cards and spin on spin wheel, make thread. To
or
make the socks.
Make quilts.
And then had a loom. Woman had a loom out here not far away. She make the cloth, but I never could
my
understand that.
Made clothes.
So how they throw that shessel.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shessel.
You're real skilled.
I don't know much about that. Just remember going to my mother and watching them a little while, but I don't know how it was done. Then I puzzled about how could they, that loop get the thread all tangled up and I just couldn't understand how they've done it.
Looks complicated. What you call a male and a female sheep?
One's a ewe, and I said the other one's a buck. A ram. That's a sheep, male. And the ewe is a female.
And how about cattle and horses, male and female cattle?
Well, now, the horse, a male call a young stud, maybe an old stud, it's never been castrated. But then when it's been, that has a name. I need to learn that name. One that's been castrated has a name, but I don't know what it is.
Uh-huh.
We just say a horse has been, he's been castrated, and that's all we get out of it. But it has a name in there, though, I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But and the young was called a filly, young mare.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, just a male and a female, of course. A little young bull calf and a little heifer calf, and I was called a female and a bull maybe.
So one interesting thing I've learned is in some places you never speak about a stud or a bull around women. Was that true when you were young?
That was called an ugly word. That was getting too plain.
Is that right?
My brother got a whooping for the same mess like that.
Is that right?
Been all kind of 100. Said, Jesse, my name is brother named Jesse. Can you count 100? Yeah. I said, 99 counting the bobtailed bull, make 100. Well, she whipped him fast. He's just getting too plain.
You see, now those are the things I really appreciate, any of those memories. You can't find those things in books. And I've heard that people would never say that, but I. You know, and now this proves it, the story that you just told me.
Dance them up, you won't laugh, but they can't keep from it.
But you better watch what you're saying.
They call me a dummy around home sometimes and get me in trouble.